Hello. How are you people? It's TD. Friends of your conscience. Yes, yeah. How are you today? Just you're fine, yeah? How is work? How is family? How are your friends? How is your mind? How is your heart? How is your skin? Is your skin skinning? Is your heart hurting? Is your mind alive? Yes. But really, how are you, too? You know? How are you? Do you ask yourself that question every time? Like, how are you? How are you? How are you? Didi, how are you? Yeah, so I have been listening to Heartbreak Anniversary, yeah, by Giveon. But I don't know if it's only me. I love listening to covers of those songs. I think I enjoy covers the more. Yes, I just don't know why. Maybe because I just love variety. I get bored easily, you know. So I've been listening to Kim Cruz's version, the one she did on The Voice recently. The duet she did with some other guy was beautiful. My God, the power of that voice. Goodness. Ooh, it's time to say Shonda. My. Ah, yes, I don't know why I've listened to that song, but I've been listening to it for a while now. The lyrics, everything beautiful. I love words, right? So, I really, really love that song. I read that particular cover. All the days that looks like you and me. Heartbreak anniversary. Ah. Oh my God, is it like I'm heartbroken? I don't know why I'm listening to that song. Maybe I'm heartbroken somewhere and I can't seem to find where the heartbreak is, but I don't know. But I've listened to that song for a while now. That song is a whole lot of worship. Woo. Yeah, so recently I was invited to do a spoken word piece for the program. The theme of the program was Bold, Conquering Fear and Limiting Beliefs. I was supposed to do spoken word there, but somehow the convener thought I should anchor and also do. So I was doing a lot of things in that at that event still. But then so it was beautiful. I was spoken word person, I was anchoring, you know, the times where we were against time, I was just floating my lines and missed the conversation, you know. It was really beautiful. It was hosted by GI, one very awesome human being, I know. Right. It was very, very beautiful. So I was thinking the other day and I said, oh, why don't I just do the piece here, right? You know? Because if you have intercourse with fear, you would know that fear has done more harm than good. It has buried the living even before their death. You know, and I hate fear. I hate it. I hate voices that try to submit them to me, or environments that try to float them. I run away from that. From all those, you know, because I have seen fear do what fear knows how to do best. Cripple, kill, demean, you know, subjugate, but everything terrible. So it was very personal for me that I was scripting it. Just a shade here. Yes. So listen. I am here to have a heart-to-heart in the form of my art with my kin, Keith Kindred. P. people that embody greatness, but all of a sudden can't fathom herself. Its curriculum is blank, lifeless. People that knows what it means to drown, yet sustain a defiance. I am drowning. Motivation doesn't understand me right now. I am self-sabotaging. I know it. I just don't know why I am backtracking. On backtracking, I know pain contributed to this. I thought I have grieved enough. The echo is louder than my mind. It's on a suicide mission. Hence, this therapy saved me. You know, people wonder why I love the color black. What they don't know is representation is everything. That I am wearing my truth. The fact that I am mourning, mourning the leaving, mourning every opportunity fear didn't allow me to take. Every relationship fear made me murder. How can I love when I'm afraid? The numerous testimonies fear has robbed me, even Cupid. It didn't start today. I tasted it in the soup of generation before mine. The generation before mine clothed it and called it patience. The one the Christian has waiting and further tooted as God's time is the best. Like they were explaining their fear. I just might be wrong, but was he really waiting? Because I feel that at the core of that waiting was fear. Unspoken riots, battered bones from longing for the dreams they didn't dare to chase because they are afraid it might not just happen. I saw them wait. Wait so long till fear escorted them like Enoch till they were no more. So, was it really waiting? I love black. It does represent the fact that I am mourning. I am mourning because I am becoming the thing I hate the most. The very thing I preach against. So my favorite color is black. Because representation matters. But today I choose to repent. I come face to face with salvation. Today with my comrade, we stand face to face with this truth, naked and unashamed. Like a soulful African mother, we will roll in the mud. We won't put off the mic until salvation comes. There is revelation in your heart. There is gospel nestled in those hard work keep propagating. There are miracles in your mind. There is salvation in this alley. Though dark, keep going. Until your spirit intercourse with truth, don't stop. Until those dreams become the noun, Kwechiri in Igbo, keep going. Be stubborn. There is beauty in the rebellion towards growth. Allow her. This is personal. In my dreams, I see myself with a lot of trendy glory. Until it happens, I won't stop coming to drink from fountains where strength dwell. The places like Adulam, where feeble bones are stretched beyond demography, beyond geography. Places that will not tell me to quieten my anxiety. Places that will not tell me to rababababa shandalabayadabaha about my fears. There is no God in fear. Stop the mockery. Today, I surrender to the heavenlies, the embodiment of knowledge, the ones that tell me to clench my fists. There is God in my fist. Keep punching. You're not your father's mistake. Keep punching. You're not your mother's regret. Keep punching. You're not the lamentations of the ancients. Bear it. You're not the plenty rejections. Even though you're used to it, undress it. Like the popular brand does say, do it. Sophia, watch me. Sophia, watch me. Sophia, watch me. I hope this energizes you like it does me. Yes. And I hope that we escape from fear and terrible things that she can afford. I really hope so. I really hope that salvation comes for us and I'm chasing with all rigor until our dreams happen. Stop. Thank you. Nagode. Thank you. All right. Do have a beautiful evening. Smile. Laugh. Cry. Pray. Just do it. Bye. Didi. Friends, if you're conscious. Bye.